agree? 182, do you agree?
Once again, the highly controversial US president has been the focus of heavy criticism in the European Parliament over his unilateralism. It follows a decision by the World Trade Organization to give the green light for new US tariffs on EU goods worth $7.5 billion.
While authorized by the WTO, it will only inflict damage on businesses and citizens on both sides of the Atlantic.
The WTO ruled that European plane maker Airbus received illegal government aid, paving the way for the US tariffs. A similar ruling in favor of the EU is expected next year, when it's anticipated the WTO will say American firm Boeing has also received illegal government subsidies. EU lawmakers are calling on Washington not to implement new tariffs that are due to kick in this coming Friday.
Should the US, however, decide to trigger more tariffs, then we will have no choice but to respond in kind. My group, and I believe this House, will support the Commission in a firm response if needed.
Trump has already placed tariffs on EU steel and aluminium. The new taxes will hit the EU's aviation and farming sectors. Ordinary citizens pay more when trade wars break out, according to experts.
In products that are produced in every member state, if the raw material is more expensive regarding tariffs, the final product will also be more expensive for the common citizen.
Trump has previously threatened tariffs on EU car exports, a move which economists say would be devastating for the 28-nation bloc. Political commentators claim Trump is unlikely to heed calls by EU lawmakers and officials to back down.
So they say an escalation in hostilities now seems inevitable. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.